Gospel according to St. Matthew. Upon entering a boat, Jesus made a crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or rise, take up your mat, and go home? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It unites today's readings and feast is faith, and we see three particular expressions of faith. Faith and how it leads to trusting sacrifice, faith and how it leads to forgiveness, and faith how it leads to an invincible chastity. First, faith and sacrifice. God had made Abraham wait a really long time, 75 years until the promise, another 25 years to the fulfillment of the promise. And then 13 years later, he asks Abraham to sacrifice what was dearest to him, the long-awaited one. And Abraham, without hesitation, did. The letter of the Hebrews tells us why. He knew that Isaac was the son of the promise. God had already told him twice that it was through Isaac that he would become the father of many nations. So he had extraordinary trust in the Lord, even when the Lord asked him to sacrifice his son. As the letter of the Hebrews said, he knew, and this is 1800 years before Jesus himself would rise from the dead, he knew that even should Isaac die, God would raise him. And so up Mount Moriah he went. We know that Calvary is Mount Moriah, carrying the wood for the sacrifice. "Where shall we find lamb to sacrifice?" his son asked. And Abraham replied, God would provide that lamb. It was there he was ready to do the deed because of faith. We see in this the capacity to sacrifice anything as a result of faith, to sell all the other pearls in our collection, even those that are most valuable to us, for the pearl of great price, who is God. That's why Abraham is our father in faith. Not just because as a senior citizen he left Ur of the Chaldees, not just because he allowed himself to be led wherever the Lord wanted, but because God was God in his life, and everything else he in the biblical sense hated knocked down to second place, including those he loved the most, in order to love God even more. In the same way, the Lord calls us to faith like that, and he makes it possible. We see a similar capacity for sacrifice in today's gospel, even though St. Matthew is a little bit concise in his details compared to St. Mark. We know precisely what the friends did. They carried their friend on a stretcher, and when they couldn't get in through the crowded front door, they did something very difficult, lifted a man who was paralyzed onto a roof. I would encourage you to try it with a paralyzed man, even with a mannequin, but to keep that balanced as you're getting up onto a roof was very difficult. Yet they loved their friend so much that they wanted to insist that their friend be brought into Jesus' presence. St. Mark tells us that when they opened up the roof and lowered it down, they lowered him right on top of Jesus. Seeing their faith, all three of the synoptic evangelists tell us, Jesus gave this paralyzed man a far greater gift than even the healing of his paralysis. It was the healing of his soul. Faith shows itself in bringing our loved ones to the Lord. And we never know exactly what the Lord will give to our loved ones. We might just be bringing a loved one to the Lord in order to prepare for First Holy Communion. We may be bringing a loved one to the Lord because our loved one has cancer and we're doing it in prayer. But the Lord always knows most what this person needs. And as the fathers of the church insist, whenever God hears any prayer, he responds first and foremost by giving himself, which is the greatest gift of all. And all our friends, just like we, need the Lord. The third application we see today is a synthesis in St. Maria Goretti. She herself was one who was willing to give her entire life over to the Lord out of love because of her faith. She was one who mastered the lesson of forgiveness, having been forgiven so much by the Lord, even in her innocence. She learned that most essential message of the gospel and was willing to do it on her deathbed and even in the afterlife. Her family was very poor. You know the details of the story. Her dad died, leaving her basically to raise the younger children as her mom worked in the field with Giovanni Serinelli in some type of cooperative as sharecroppers. But Alessandro, a mentally disturbed 20-year-old, had his sights on Maria, who, even though she was 11, as Butler says, she was Italian and so was a little bit more mature physically. So he lusted after and was looking for an opportunity. 3:30 in the afternoon, when everybody else was in the fields, he thought he had found his chance when she was minding her infant little sister, Teresa. It was then that he tried to rape her. He didn't succeed, but he ended up stabbing her 14 times with an awl. She was eventually discovered by Giovanni, his father, and by Maria Goretti's mom, and they rushed her to the hospital. She survived another day. It was there on her deathbed that she says, "I forgive Alessandro Serinelli and want him to be with me forever in heaven." Alessandro wasn't going to receive that grace for 6 years. He was hardened in prison. When a priest came to try to hear his confession to allow him to get this terrible sin off his soul, he behaved like an animal and with insults and ferocity drove him from the cell. It was 6 years later when, during a dream, Maria appeared dropping lilies from heaven on Alessandro. And Alessandro recognized that she didn't hold a grudge. And it was because of her fidelity, her innocence, her love, her capacity for forgiveness, that he opened himself up to God's forgiveness. He called the priest back, was absolved. 21 years later, when he was released early from prison, he left a totally changed man, went to see Assunta, Maria's mother, begged for forgiveness, and then went to the parish church the following day on Christmas Eve in order to give a witness that if Assunta could forgive the murder of her daughter, the whole Christian community could. He became a Capuchin porter, a brother, and the day before he died, May 6th, 1970, he wrote a beautiful letter in testimony to the miracle of God's mercy. What do we see in this? We see an extraordinary illustration in an 11-year-old girl of the power of love for God. Love that made her heroic. St. Ambrose said way back when that virginity is praiseworthy not because it is found in martyrs. Virginity is praiseworthy because it makes martyrs. When we love the Lord with that type of preferential love, so that we're able to say no to some of the greatest human goods, we become capable of saying yes to God in the supreme moment. And that brings us back to the first reading. I'll never forget one of the most moving letters I received from one of my spiritual directees, who was in her 40s, consecrated woman, going through what happens in a lot of cases, a little bit of a midlife crisis with a consecrated flavor. And it was then that she was basically mourning the fact that she would never have a child. And she wrote, it's not like Abraham where I'm sacrificing my firstborn, but it's like I'm sacrificing all my children. If I were married, I would have hoped to have had 12, 15, 16 or more. Sacrificing all of my children to the Lord. And it was a stage of mourning, and she was going through it on a retreat. But a little after, a few days of mourning with the Lord, she recognized that God could raise up children of Abraham from these very stones, as he said elsewhere. And that if Abraham could look up into the blue sky and still know that the stars were there, and his children would be greater, that she got a glimpse of what her spiritual maternity would do. And the Lord unopened the veil of how many she had already helped, and with hope how many she would still be able spiritually to mother to the Father's eternal home. That is our living this mystery, sisters. And Jesus promises that those who leave father and mother, children and lands for his sake and the sake of the gospel will receive 100-fold more. But that 100-fold begins with the capacity to sacrifice all. Because in our sacrifice, which is costly, we will never outgive the Lord, who will give us something so much more precious in return. Today we come forward to reiterate all of these mysteries here. St. Maria Goretti used to say, she made her first Holy Communion just a year before she would be martyred. I long for Jesus Christ. She would constantly say, as illiterately she was trying to memorize the catechism she couldn't read, I long for Jesus Christ. This is the longing that makes us courageous, chaste, capable of sacrifice, and capable of being transformed in the Lord, so that his mercy becomes our way of life, and we bring much needed lilies to the world. Praise be to Jesus Christ.
Amen.